Backbeat Productions presents The John Hammond Show. And now, here he is, your host, the star of the show, John Hammond.
Thank you very much. And welcome to the John Hammond Show. We have many fantastic, dynamic, and beautiful things we're going to lay on here tonight.
The second John Hammond Show podcast. As I promised on my first show, I'm going to be digging into the extensive archives of the John Hammond Show TV show, which has been on in New York City for 22 years. And I'm going to start things off with a piece that I did with Steven Rosenfeld of NPR and Air America Radio. And this was featured on his piece called Behind the Beat on ASCAP. For those of you who know, ASCAP is our Composer Society. I'm a member of ASCAP, and I'm very proud to be featured on the website. And here's some stories about some of the music that I've been recording and is available on Apple iTunes, by the way. Okay, here we go.
We have quite a span of different things that we covered a lot of years here, 14 years of different recording sessions. Started a production company in New York City in 1983 to help get a friend of mine off the ground who was a member of the Crusaders. He was on the Street Life record. He played with Miles Davis and a bunch of other artists, and he couldn't get a record deal. Said, you know, I got this idea. I heard about public access TV. I'm going to start a public access TV show, and the audio's got to be good. It comes over the cable. I'm going to put the same music on there, and the same A&R guys are going to go home at night, turn on their TV, and hear the very same music that went across their desk. That was a little bit of Late Rent there, and we had Todd Anderson on saxophone, Barry Finnerty on guitar, Steve Ferrone on drums, and myself, John Hammond, on the organ of the same name. Now we have a very funky tune, also from the Late Rent sessions. This tune is called Pocket Funk. And if you all would like to know how to get some pocket funk out there, try leaving a Kleenex in your pocket the next time you do the laundry. I started running out of dough, so I finally realized I better do my own music before I completely run out of money. And this is a true story. I took my rent money, and I paid for the recording session and the musicians. And we cut these first three tracks on the record, which are Late Rent, Pocket Funk, and Lydia's Tune. So I called up the landlord the next day. I said, Mr. Lebarski, this is John Hammond. I'm really, really sorry, but I had to spend the money on this recording session. And to show you my good faith, I'm going to bring the master tapes over, and you can hold on to them until I get the dough together. And you know me, a long time. I'm not going anywhere. And he said, okay, Mr. Hammond, we'll work with you.
one of the oldest compositions of mine is called Get Back in the Groove. And I wrote that when I was going through a hard time at the age of 15. It was a pretty tough time for me personally. I ran away from home. I wanted to be a musician really bad, and I had an argument with my folks, and things were just about to hit the fan, you know, so I took my accordion and I ran away from home. Tune actually on guitar, so I played guitar on it. We didn't record that until 1981. It was a lot of fun doing that session because I got to play guitar and organ. It was one of my first multi-track sessions. And then going on down the line, the track The Sidewinder, which is the only song that I didn't write on the record, of course that's the Lee Morgan classic. This is a tune that we did at one of our Sunday sessions. I used to have Sunday sessions at our recording studio, and I had just come back from Germany. I met a great drummer on the flight coming back from Frankfurt. His name is Ray Grappone. I said, "Ray, why don't you come down and sit in for our Sunday sessions?" Showed up right on time, you know, knock, knock, knock. I opened the door. There's Ray Grappone with the sticks in his hand. And he said, "Where's the cans, man?" You know, and I said, "All right, this man's on time. Great." So he sat down with the drums, and we called the Sidewinder. And, you know, it's just one of those kind of takes that was just the first thing off. That was one of my most valuable music lessons that I got from the great Sonny Stitt. When I was working down in the combat zone, I met Sonny Stitt and I hung out with him for a whole night. I'm not a big drinker, but we did share a bottle of vodka. Or maybe it was gin. All I remember was I was feeling no pain by about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and he kept telling me, "Hammond, it's all about the melody." He said, "You know, I can play fast bebop faster than just about anybody on the planet." He says, "Sometimes I do it just to show people I can do it." But he always goes back to the melody, you know? And so all my tunes have a melody. It sticks to the wall, you know. Some melodies, they just have this kind of inherent thing that they get into your mind. You can't get it out. You'll be walking down the street half a day later and that melody pops into your head, you know. So I sit on the melodies, you know, and I make the cats play the melody. And then I say, "Hey, get out there and stretch out. But don't get too far from the tune, you know." Thank you.
there's more of that, too, if you go to the ASCAP website, www.ascap.com, put a slash and a jam, J-A-M, and it'll take you right there. You'll see me right under Stevie Wonder's name. And thank you very much, Stephen Rosenfeld, for that. Okay. I want to remind you that you're listening to the John Hammond Show. I'm John Hammond, broadcasting from one block from Times Square in New York City. I'm an organ player, accordion player, band leader, and ASCAP composer. And it's great to be on the internet. And I want to tell all the podcast heads out there, I want to direct you all to check out my good friend Corey at redjazz.com. And he's got a really fantastic thing going there. You're going to really be surprised when you go and check his shows out. And he's got an incredible merchandise store. Very, very cool T-shirts and hats, coffee cups and all that stuff. And he's a great guy, a guiding spirit, a guru of the podcast world, one of the leading veterans at this point. You can hear him also out there on the West Coast, San Francisco, KYCY, or KYOU, which is 1550 on the AM dial, the Infinity Broadcast Station that's doing an all-podcast format. And Corey's Red Jazz Show is on all the time out there. That's where I heard of him the first time. Okay, we're going to go back a few years. Those of you who have been in the military are familiar with AFN Radio, that's American Forces Network, and I was very fortunate to be on AFN Radio several times. This was my first appearance on AFN, on the Big Power Network, which was a worldwide broadcast. I was one of the last people to be able to bring my band in there and perform live, and boy, were we surprised when we stepped into the studios there in Frankfurt, Germany, because there was just one big microphone, and we thought we were going to have a mixing console. I brought Joe Berger, my co-producer, to do the mixing, and the colonel just told us, basically, well, you guys will just be riding the pot here, you know. So I was on the air with Margie Glad, and I brought my trio in, and we're going to go to that right now. And I know you're going to enjoy this. This is from our broadcast on AFN Radio Power Light Show on the Power Network. This is John Hammond taking you there to Frankfurt, Germany.
River Band on Power Light this afternoon. I hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. Before the Little River Band, we heard Eric Clapton and Lay Down Sally. I'm very pleased to have special guests in the studio today, John Hammond and the Late Rent Session Men. For the past 10 years, John has been the host of a TV cable jazz variety show, and he's accompanied today by jazz guitarist Barry Finnerty, who is well known for his work with the Crusaders, and Miles Davis, and many other jazz greats, and drummer James Preston, who has recorded with Bobby McFerrin. John, you've got a tremendous history in the music industry, having been a professional musician from about the age of 12. This is the ninth year running you've performed at the Frankfurt Music Messe. While it's the world's largest international music convention, what is it? What is the specific thing that keeps you coming back?
Hi, Margie. Yeah, it's great to be back in Frankfurt for our ninth year at the International Music Messe. The thing that keeps me coming back here, besides the fact that I love Frankfurt a lot, and we've played here many times and we have a lot of friends, and it's always great to see them. But the Music Messe, for those of you who don't know out there, it's a trade show for musical instruments, and it is the oldest and largest in the world. And it's not only rock and roll and jazz music. They have classical instruments and instruments from different countries that you've never seen before. But the main thing is the spirit of all the people in the music family all over the world coming together for the largest international event in the music business. And there's a lot of great playing, and we see all our good friends that we've been meaning to write to all year, and we take care of a lot of latent correspondence when we see everybody walking in the hallways and at their various stands.
So it's got a big significant place in your heart. Got some music from John Hammond. This one's called Headphone. It's a radio mix. So kick back, put your feet up, relax, and enjoy.
Oh, baby. Whoa. Don't you know why? doing there, baby? Yeah. Oh, did I wake you up? Damn. The last time I saw you at 4 o'clock in the morning, you were wide awake. Oh, shucks. Whoops. Take me to the bridge. Oh, yeah. Headphone. I got the right side working, but the left side is kind of dead. Headphone. Oh, yeah. You know, I sure would like to slip the sheets with you about now. Yeah, I'm so tired. I've been working on overtime, don't you know? In the studio, in the nightclub, on the road, huh? We got a radio show at 9 o'clock tonight. And I'm gonna sleep for a couple hours before the 6 a.m. wake up. Yeah, get that Mercedes warmed up out there. I want to move my butt off. Oh, yeah. Get it down the road.
But it isn't just the running. It's what I eat, too. It's a lifestyle thing, my friend.
What do you mean, lifestyle? We're both 38. We both live on base. We both go bowling once a week. So how come you're the one looking 5 years younger? Come on. What's your secret?
Secret? It's not classified. It's an everyday part of life.
Growing older doesn't have to mean putting on a weight. Good eating habits and regular physical activity are two things you can continue throughout your life.
Of a record collection, so I got into the studio quite young and I actually listen to myself more than any other organ player, to tell you the truth. But I do like a variety of music, everything from classical, jazz, rock, funk, and old big band music, and hard rock, too. I enjoy that, too.
Well, excellent. Well, I guess our listeners are ready to hear some of your performances live here over the air of AFN's Power Light. So if you gentlemen are ready, we're going to be hearing Lydia's tune.
One, two, one, two, three.
Thank you.
Live. That's Lydia's tune from John Hammond and the Late Rent Session Men. Keep your ear right here, because when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from John Hammond and the Late Rent Session Men, and we're going to be hearing more great music on AFN's Power Light.
And you're listening to the John Hammond Show podcast number 2 in New York City, not from Germany, but that was live from American Forces Network Radio. And I understand, since we did that broadcast from our friend Master Sergeant Bill Hickman, who is in charge of the news department there, that they recently moved to Mannheim. So we want to say hi to all our friends over there at AFN Radio, the Power Network, now in Mannheim, Germany. All right, for all my friends out there who are big Al Jazbo Collins freaks, I'm going to go way into the archives here and dig out something that we did live on KCSM Radio 91.1 out in San Mateo, California. We got in a little bit of trouble for this. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Al had me bring my organ down, plug it into the back end of the transmitter over there at the station. And I played a blues while he did his famous recitation of the Grimm fairy tales, Little Red Riding Hood. We're going to take you home with that. It's going to blow your mind. And this is for my good friends, the Collins family. We miss Al Collins. He was one of the legends of broadcasting. He passed away about 8 years ago. And that was the last station that he broadcasted at. And I was very honored to be on the air with him. So we're going to take you there now. Here it is. Al Jazbo Collins and myself backing him up, doing Little Red Riding Hood to hipster language.
Yeah, now you may be getting somewhere. Yeah. Once upon a time in the land of Ubladi, there lived a fine chick named Little Red Riding Hood. And one day Red's mother called her into the front room and she said, "Honey, I got some bad news for you, and you're the first to know." "What's up?" said Red. "Well, it's your grandma," said her mother. "She's feeling kind of beat. Hangoversville, for all I know. Anyhow, I fixed up a real wild basket of ribs and a bottle of juice, and I'd like you to fall by her joint and lay the stuff on her." "Crazy," said Red, and taking the basket, she took off through the woods. She had only gone a short distance when from out the timber jumped a big bad wolf, grinning affably and saying, "Hey, baby, give me some skin." Red said, "Sorry, Daddy, oh, some other time. Right now, I gotta make it over to my grandma's. She's feeling kind of beat. So I'd see you later." "Say no more, Mama," said the wolf. "I'm hip. I'll dig you later." And so, by means of a short, circuitous route through the tall grass, he made it over to Grandma's post haste and rapped on the door. He rapped harder than that, man. Well, he rapped lower and harder than that. Yeah, that's better. Who goes? cried Grandma. "It's Western Union," cried the wolf. "I got tickets to the opening night. Count Basie's band and all." "Say no more," said the mama, and she opened the door, and the wolf jumped in, ate the old lady up, jumped into her night drapes, and pulled the lily whites up around his chin and waited. Pretty soon, Little Red Riding Hood came tripping down the path and knocked on the door. "Who grows?" cried the wolf. "Oh, it's me, Gram," said Red. "Mama heard you were feeling kind of low, and she's fixed up a little thing for you." "Well, fall in," said the wolf. Whereupon Red Riding Hood looked at that furry head on her pillow, and she said, "You know, you don't look like my grandma at all." And she says, "That's a big nose you got there." He said, "Yeah, it is a gasser." "And those ears," said Red. "Yeah, I know," said the wolf. "Let's just say somebody goofed." "And those teeth." She couldn't say teeth.